Good afternoon. I'm Maynell Harper, the Aging Services Director at the Person County Senior Center, and we'd like to share with you some information about senior services this week. Our mask policy for participants here at the Senior Center is fairly simple. If you are fully vaccinated, you are not required to wear a mask while inside the center. If you are not fully vaccinated, you must wear a mask while participating in center activities or in the building. Everyone entering will still have a thermal body temperature scan, and of course, if anyone has COVID symptoms or has a COVID exposure, they must not come to the center. So, if you are fully vaccinated, the choice to wear a mask is yours. We want you to feel comfortable. Folks not vaccinated must wear masks. Don't forget to check our Facebook page for the July activity calendar. It includes both a schedule of on-site activities and videos of classes, activities, and programs. Don't forget, you can now find us on YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in Person County Senior Center. Remember, if you'd like to be added to our email list, just give us a call at 336-599-7484. One of the many important resource services we have available are our caregiver services. If you are a caregiver of someone with any type of dementia or another chronic condition, the Person County Senior Center hosts support groups each month. We are resuming in-person caregiver support groups this month. Meet with me, Maynell Harper, on 4th Thursdays, that'll be July 22nd at 6 p.m. at the Senior Center. You may also call the center to request information or to speak about specific needs. We offer resources, referrals, and assistance, as well as information to help older adults and their families understand the aging process and help, if needed, that is available. Veterans Affairs Office for Person County is located here at the Senior Center. Vicki Harris is our Person County Veterans Affairs Officer. Her hours are Mondays and Tuesdays, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Wednesday mornings. Call us at 336-599-7484 to schedule an appointment with Ms. Harris. We are still adding newer and more exciting on-site activities. We love seeing our friends from before the pandemic, and we love seeing the new friends who have just discovered us. Currently, the center and the gym are open Mondays from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Fridays. Remember, we have extended evening hours on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We're open from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. Check out our group exercise choices. Group Fitness with Amy is at 8:30 a.m. Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Group Exercise with Joyce is available at 9:30 a.m. on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. Cardio Drumming with me, Maynell, is Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. And don't forget, Doc B, that's Dr. Bolden, is here at 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings with Zumba. Lisa, our activity coordinator, will begin a limited Tai Chi for arthritis and falls prevention in the social hall at 10 a.m. on July 30th. We hope to get yoga started again in the fall. Over the next few months, we will be replacing some pieces of equipment in the gym. Some pieces are just beyond repair, so come check the gym out as we replace older equipment. The next gym orientation will be in mid-August. Call 336-599-7484 to sign up. Evening line dance classes have resumed on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Ruby is teaching this summer, so come join her at 6 on Thursdays. Whether you're a veteran line dancer or just getting started, you are welcome. July puzzle packs are still available in our main lobby thanks to Tiffany Witt, our activity assistant. She's already working on August puzzle packs. Don't forget to pick up an activity calendar while you're here. In addition to the gym and group exercise opportunities, we have Mahjong at 1 p.m. Wednesdays. There's always room for more, and those already playing are happy to teach newcomers how to play. Wednesday Lady Bridge plays at 9:30 a.m. There's Pinochle at 6 p.m. every Tuesday, and Duplicate Bridge every other Thursday at 1 p.m. Bid Whist is played in the gym kitchen classroom at 2:30 p.m. on Thursdays. We continue oil painting lessons with Frank Dalamonte. New sessions begin each month, and classes are Thursdays at 10:15 a.m. and 12:45 p.m. Cost is $60 for the month, and you provide your materials. Call us at 336-599-7484 for more information or to reserve your spot. Do you enjoy our craft and recipe videos on Facebook? Look out for more as the month continues. You can find them both on our Facebook page and on YouTube at Person County Senior Center. Tiff just released a breakfast quesadilla cooking and recipe video this week. Look for the breakfast quesadilla recipe on Facebook and YouTube. Aging with Gusto in a modified form returns on August 31st. Save the date, brochures will be out soon. Climate-controlled cornhole is scheduled every Friday at 11 a.m. Players of all skill levels are welcome, so join us. We play inside where the AC is always running. Table tennis is also set up on Fridays as well, but not this Friday, July 23rd. That is the $3 hot dog lunch and free movie day. Of course, there is always bingo. Regular Friday bingo is back. Next up is Gorgeous Grandmother Bingo on July 23rd and Zen Bingo on July 30th. Find out what those are by coming and joining us. Each one starts at 10:30 a.m. in our social hall, and each Bingo Friday costs just $2 to participate. In addition to bingo, remember we're going to be celebrating Gorgeous Grandmother Day this Friday, July 23rd, with tiaras and great pictures of grandmothers and their grandchildren will be out and about. And if that wasn't already enough on July 23rd, Lisa has also planned that $3 hot dog lunch with a free movie I told you about. That starts at 11:30. Lunch will be served during the movie. And just wait, more is coming, including live music on the first Monday of each month in our social hall. The music starts about 10 a.m. You may have noticed we are building something alongside our small parking lot. That's right, we're building a bocce court right here at this senior center. As soon as they come in, we'll be placing polywood benches around the outside of our campus. Sit in the shade and visit with a friend. Read a book. Watch a horseshoes match or learn how to play bocce. Come by and check out the bocce court's progress. We are doing as many healthy body and mind challenging activities as we can these days. Think about coming to see us as we reopen the social hall, have community groups meeting here again, and welcome more and more of our friends back and meet new friends. If you have questions or concerns, please call us at 336-599-7484. I'm Aneel Harper from the Person County Senior Center, and we hope you'll give us a call. If we don't have the information, we will try to refer you to the resources that do. Please remember, we offer activities and classes on both Facebook and YouTube if you're not quite ready to come in person. Also remember, here at Person County Senior Center, you're never too old to play or learn.